Carbon Emory Housing Authority will come to order. All right, and our first agenda item will be to welcome our new board member, Mackenzie. And will you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I currently live in East Carbon, hopefully not much longer. I run the Anytime Fitness here in town, and obviously I just like to donate my time to everything possible.
And you do serve, what boards do you serve on? Isn't there some you serve on currently?
I'm on County Planning Commission for Carbon.
Okay.
And right, and this one. I'm not doing anything out in East Carbon anymore. And then I'm the vendor coordinator for the Helper Arts Festival this year.
Oh, nice.
So I just got voluntold that I was doing that. So.
Oh, cool. All right. You hear us okay, Kenny? Okay. Just want to make sure.
Okay. Want to introduce yourself, Kenny?
Sure. Yeah, this is my last board meeting, but I'm zooming in from, or team zooming in from Green River. I'm sorry to become a person today, just a lot of craziness and getting ready to move across the country. But I work at a community arts and design center at Green River called Epic Center. We've developed some affordable housing recently, and I'm totally being part of the board for the last couple of years.
We appreciate Kenny coming, and this is his last meeting, unfortunately.
Yes.
Yep. So yeah, you're moving to Tennessee?
Yep. The U-Haul's leaving on June 1st in Knoxville.
Oh, wow. Getting close. Nice. All right, and I'm Jack. I'm a retired correctional lieutenant. I worked at Utah State Prison for 20 years, and moved out here 8 years ago, and just got roped into this job.
And now he can't go anywhere. No, he stays. No, I'm just joking.
Anyways, well, welcome. And appreciate you volunteering your time. Yes. It's a really beautiful thing. It is. Yes. And so, all right, we'll move on. This is going to be a short meeting. We don't have a lot to do, but we approved the minutes from last month. Did you get a chance to read them?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Did anybody see any corrections or any things that anything needed to be done? Spelling?
I'll move to approve the minutes from the April meeting.
Did he say he, what did he
move
say?
Move to approve.
Oh, okay. Can we get a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
All right. Aye.
None opposed. The minutes are adopted. Today's the 21st?
Yes, sir. Yes. I'll make sure, sure.
And this is 26. It's going to be 27 before we know it.
That's crazy.
It really, really is. Okay, so that takes care of that. The financial statements. So we'll turn the time over to Jody.
So I have copies of the statements. I email them out, Kenzie, to the whole statements, and then also the check details, just showing what checks we were out of rural development and public housing. But I don't print the whole financial statements for everybody every meeting because it's a lot, so I bring them.
Okay.
But, and that can be changed if anybody has ideas of what they want or whatever. So our fiscal year goes from April 1st to March 31st. So we just ended our first, or my first fiscal year as director, but, these are going to be our year-end financials unaudited. We have, we're required by HUD to go through an audit every year. And so, which will be happening in the next month or two. And then we'll have audited financials and those are finals. So these are essentially preliminary. Unless there's any, you know, sometimes they make little minor adjustments here and there. But so this is our year in, you know, real time.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys have any questions on any expenses or.
The public housing, it seemed like accounts payable was a little higher than usual. I think it was getting on page 2, it's about 20,000. So I just wanted to check to see that was okay.
So let me look. I want to make sure I follow you. So accounts payable being $22,605. And that was actually what was owed as of fiscal year. And I think the reason for that is because there are costs, especially associated with payroll, that we don't pay, like, because the payroll runs the last day of the month. We owe it for the last fiscal year, but we don't pay it until after May 1st because we can process like URS or the federal tax deposits, but they don't actually come out of our account. We don't get them paid till like after the first business day. So because of that, they're a liability in that fiscal year, but they're not paid until the next fiscal year. So it shows as a payable, but we're actually good. We don't, we pay consistently twice a month. We issue checks for vendors. So we're never behind. So, and then I expect to on our, we have our tentative FAS score tentative, but that's one of our, cause that's a factor in there is our accounts payable. And we're actually the highest score on that. So, and I'm going to end up sharing that, but it's preliminary. I didn't bring it yet because, you know, we want to make sure everything's good, but, we did really good in a lot of different areas and that was one of them. But we usually do because we pay our bills on time. So,
and, yeah.
And Linda's doing great in there, paying the bills and that. She's awesome.
She's on it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Anything further on the financials? Can we get a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the financials. Okay.
And a second? All right, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, finances are approved. Okay, yeah, this is going to be a short one.
Oh, no, it's my turn to talk. We're going to be here a while.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I got some other business, too.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead first?
You want yep. me to go first? Yep. Okay. Just kind of an update on other stuff really quick. We have a full-time maintenance guy that's going to start June 1st, Lane Gregerson. He's going to start here. So it'll be a week from this coming Monday, full time. We're excited to have him. He was actually a licensed contractor at one time. And then, like general contracting.
Oh, general.
Yeah. But he works now at Swanson's and Helper as a mechanic. And he does work on the side remodeling and services and things like that. And he actually has to finish up a job before he starts. So he's like, can I start on the first? It's like, yeah, but he's got a lot of good experience. You know, in coming in and redoing units and, you know, and we let him know it's going to be all phases of maintenance, landscaping, everything. And he's good with that. He's excited because he likes, it's just the day, you know, the day shift hours, even though being on call, he's okay with that. So we're excited to have him. He'll be definitely a good asset to our team. So, and so, he starts June 1st, Haney and Company, they're going to be doing our audit. I haven't heard back on a definite date yet, but they will be doing our audit as they have in the years past. I'm hopefully in June or mid-July that'll start so we can get that out of the way. Projects, capital projects here at this complex. The windows are done up to building five, well, half of building five, and they're actively working to come around to finish the others. We're really excited about it. Having these new windows, they're going to be a lot better, more efficient, quieter for the tenants. So that's an ongoing thing. Should be about 2 more weeks they'll be done. The railing out front, you guys seen Kenny, there's railing now, you know, on that where the brick sits up in front of the office and there's like a cliff. There's
got a safety rail there now.
Yeah, we put in like had a guy make, you know, the two tier, if you call it, whatever you call it, railing. Looks really nice. He's got to get it painted, but he got it welded up today. It looks really good. So, I think that's about it. And I just wanted to say, that was another thing on my, is just say thank you again. I really appreciate your insight and everything you brought to us and your ideas. They mean a lot, you know. I, you know, even though my time was a little bit short with, you know, being here not as long, but I still learned a lot. And you gave me some really good ideas on things to do. So I appreciate it. And I wish you luck, too, in the future.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been
an honor to
be with you.
Nice.
Okay, I wanted to mention that we did get the survey on the property over by the dentist's home. And They are a little bit on our property, but they went ahead and cut into the hill. Looks like they're going to stay off of our property. And it has been filed with the county. And so anything else that comes up, we'll just deal with it as it happens. Hopefully nothing else does. I think we kind of nipped that one in the bud. That was a good thing to get stopped. So, yep. Yep. All right. Well, I don't have anything else other than thank you so much for being on the board, Kenny.
Yes, thank you. And good luck to you.
All right. Well, if nothing further, we will adjourn at 4:12. Good luck, bud. You got our number. You can still call.
Yeah, and if you're up this way, stop by. All right, see ya.